Sri Ishopanishad, Mantra 14. Sambhutting cha vinashang cha yastad vedo bhayang saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutya mrittam ashnute. One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and his transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes. And one should know perfectly as well the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men, and animals. When one knows these, he or she surpasses death, and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation along with it. And in the eternal kingdom of God, enjoys eternal life of bliss and knowledge. By its so-called advancement of knowledge, human civilization has created many material things, including spaceships and atomic energy. Yet, it has failed to create a situation in which people not die or take birth again or become old or suffer from disease. Whenever an intelligent man raises the question of these miseries before a so-called scientist, the scientist very cleverly replies that material science is progressing and that ultimately it will be possible to render man deathless and diseaseless. Such answers prove the scientist's gross ignorance of material nature. For in material nature, everyone is under the stringent laws of matter and must pass through 6 stages of existence. Birth, growth, maintenance, production of byproducts, deterioration, and finally, death. No one in contact with material nature can be beyond these 6 laws of transformation. Therefore, no one, whether they be demigod, human, animal, or plant, can survive forever in the material world. The duration of life varies according to species. Lord Brahma, the chief living being within this material universe, lives for millions and millions of years, while a minute germ lives for only some hours. But no one in the material world can survive eternally. Things are born or created under certain conditions. They stay for some time, and if they continue to live, then they grow, procreate, gradually dwindle, and finally vanish. According to these laws, even the Lord Brahmas, of which there are millions throughout different universes, are all liable to die either today or tomorrow. Therefore, the entire material universe is called Martya Loka, the place of death. Material scientists and politicians, they try to make this place deathless because they have no information of the deathless spiritual nature. This is due to their ignorance of the Vedic literature, which contains full knowledge confirmed by mature transcendental experience. Unfortunately, modern man is adverse to receiving knowledge from the Vedas, Puranas, and other scriptures. From the Vishnu Purana, we receive the following information. Vishnu Shakti para prokta shaktra gyatya tata para avidya karma sanghyanya tritiya shakti rishyati. Lord Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, possesses different energies known as para, superior, and apara, inferior. The living entities belong to that superior energy. The material energy in which we are presently entangled is the inferior energy. The material creation is made possible by this energy, which covers the living entities with ignorance, avidya, and induces them to perform fruitive activities. Yet, there is another part of the Lord's superior energy that is different from both this material inferior energy and the living entities. That superior energy constitutes the eternal, deathless abode of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat bhavonya vyakto vyaktat sanatana yat sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatyu na vinashyati. All the material planets, whether upper, lower, or intermediate, including the Sun, Moon, and Venus, are scattered throughout the universe. These planets exist only during the lifetime of Brahma. Some lower planets, however, are vanquished after the end of one day of Brahma and are again created during the next day of Brahma. On the upper planets, time is calculated differently. One of our years is equal to only 24 hours or one day and night on many of the upper planets. The four ages of the earth, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, last only 12,000 years according to the time scale of the upper planets. Such a length of time multiplied by 1,000 constitutes one day of Brahma, and one night of Brahma is the same. Such days and nights accumulate into months and years, and Brahma lives for 100 such years. And at the end of Brahma's life, the complete universal manifestation is vanquished. Those living beings who reside on higher planets, like the Sun and Moon, as well as those on Martyaloka, or this planet Earth, and also those who live on lower planets, all are merged into the waters of devastation during the night of Brahma. During this time, no living beings or species remain manifest, although spiritually they continue to exist. This unmanifested stage is called avyakta. Again, when the universe is vanquished at the end of Brahma's lifetime, there is another avyakta state. But beyond these two unmanifested states is another unmanifested state, the spiritual atmosphere, or the spiritual nature. There are a great number of spiritual planets in this atmosphere, and these planets exist eternally even when all the planets within this material universe are vanquished at the end of Brahma's life. There are many material universes, each under the jurisdiction of a particular Brahma, and this cosmic manifestation within the jurisdiction of the various Brahmas is but a display of 1/4 of the energy of the Lord. Ekapad Vibhuti. This is the inferior energy, and beyond the jurisdiction of Brahma is the spiritual nature, which is called Tripad Vibhuti, 3/4 of the Lord's energy. This is the superior energy, the Para Prakriti. The predominating Supreme Person, riding and residing within the spiritual nature, is Lord Sri Krishna, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. He can be approached only by unalloyed devotional service and not by the process of jnana, philosophy, yoga, mysticism, or karma, fruitive work. The karmis, or fruitive workers, can elevate themselves to the Swargaloka planets, which include the sun and moon. Jnanis and yogis can attain still higher planets, such as Maharloka, Tapoloka, and Brahmaloka. And when they become still more qualified through devotional service, they can enter into the spiritual nature, either the illuminating cosmic atmosphere of the spiritual sky known as Brahman, or else the Vaikuntha planets, all according to their qualification. It is certain, however, that no one can enter into the spiritual Vaikuntha planets without being trained in devotional service. On the material planets, everyone from Brahma down to the ant is trying to lord it over material nature. And this is what is known as the material disease. As long as this material disease continues, the living entity has to undergo the process of bodily change. Whether one takes the form of a man, demigod, or animal, he or she ultimately has to endure an unmanifested condition during the two devastations, namely the devastation during the night of Brahma and the devastation at the end of Brahma's life. If we want to put an end to this process of repeated birth and death, and if we want to put an end to all the concomitant factors of old age and disease, then we must try to enter the spiritual planets where we can live eternally in the association of Lord Krishna or his plenary expansions. They are known as his Narayana forms. Lord Krishna or his plenary expansions dominate every one of these innumerable planets, a fact confirmed in the Shruti mantras. Eko vashi swarga ga krishna idya eko pi san bahudha yo vibhati. No one can dominate Krishna. It is the conditioned soul who tries to dominate material nature and is instead subjected to the laws of material nature and subjected to the sufferings of repeated birth and death. The Lord comes here to reestablish the principles of religion and The basic principle is the development of an attitude of surrender to Him. This is the Lord's last instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Give up all other processes and just surrender unto me, Krishna, alone. Unfortunately, foolish men have misinterpreted this prime teaching and have misled the masses of people in diverse ways. Instead, people have been urged to open hospitals, but not to educate themselves to enter the spiritual kingdom by devotional service. They have been taught to take interest only in temporary relief work, which can never bring real happiness to the living entity. They start varieties of public and semi-governmental institutions to tackle the devastating power of nature, but they do not know how to pacify insurmountable nature. Many men are advertised as great scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but they overlook the Gita's message by which material nature can be pacified. Powerful nature can be pacified only by the awakening of God consciousness, as clearly pointed out in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daivihi esha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam turantite. Krishna says his material nature is insurmountable, but one who surrenders unto him can easily cross over that very difficult, insurmountable material nature. In this particular mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, we are taught that one must perfectly know both Sambhuti, the personality of Godhead, and we must perfectly know Vinasha, the temporary material manifestation. We must know perfectly these two things side by side. By knowing the material manifestation alone, one cannot be saved. For in the course of nature, there is devastation at every moment. Ahani, ahani bhutani gacchantiha yamalayam. No one can be saved from these devastations by opening hospitals. One can be saved only by complete knowledge of the eternal life of bliss and awareness. The whole Vedic scheme is meant to educate men in this art of attaining eternal life. People are often misguided by temporary attractive things based on sense gratification, but service rendered to the sense objects is both misleading and degrading. We must therefore save ourselves and save our fellow man in the right way. There is no question of liking or disliking the truth. It is there. If we want to be saved from repeated birth and death, we must take to devotional service of the Lord. There can be no compromise, for this is a matter of necessity.